South African Real Estate Investment Trust, Vugile Property Fund, released their annual results today for the 12 months ended March 2019. The company reported dividend growth for their shareholders up 7.5% to 181.48 cents a share. The company has grown its asset base significantly in Spain to a value of around 916 million euro, compared to 306 million euro the year before. The company says its South Africa operations continue to deliver reasonable returns, noting that they were able to up rentals by an average of 4.5% in the year under review. To tell us more about how the property portfolios are going locally and globally, I'm joined on the line by Lawrence Rapp. He's the CEO of Vugile Property Fund. Thanks very much for joining us, Lawrence. Let's start with Spain, where you've really heavily invested. What are the property portfolios there, and what sort of growth have you seen from the investments that are already bedded down?
Sure. So we've had a very big year of growth, as you mentioned. We've grown the portfolio from 208 million to 916 million. And that is really a result of acquiring five dominant shopping centres over the course of last year. What's been equally pleasing to us, maybe even more so, has been the actual operating performance from the fund. So if you have a look at the assets that we have there, we achieved a 3.5% like-for-like growth in revenue. That must be seen in the context of 1.2% inflation rate, so very good real growth. But the most exciting story for me has been the value that the team has added through the redevelopment and upgrade of what we call the Connectus Leisure Centre. That was done at a yield of about 11%. And then we've also achieved a positive growth of also around 11% on reversions and new lettings. And that sort of really shows the strength and the veracity of the business case that we put together when we went into Spain. And that is to say, we're buying undermanaged assets that had rental growth potential. And I think we're starting to see that coming through now as we have planned. So all in all, it's been a very strong result in Spain. And we're very happy with what we're achieving in that market.
Mm. Of course, Spain is coming off a low base, having had a tough time following the global financial crisis. Being part of the EU, no doubt, there's always a concern about things that may adversely affect the euro. But in and of itself, what are the current dynamics there, not just for your business, just in terms of the economic growth there? Are they still commanding a healthy level of tourism numbers and so on in that economy?
Sure. So the Spanish economy is holding up very well. It still continues to outperform the eurozone. You're correct in mentioning it's coming off a low base, but remember that was a number of years ago. So Spain has already seen a good number of years of better than average economic growth. So when they're talking about around 2.5% GDP growth for this coming year, that is already off a decent base. That's not a recovery number. That's more of a sustainable type number.
Mm.
So we're seeing the economy is still holding up very nicely. We're seeing unemployment continues to drop. That brings more spending into the economy. Consumer confidence increases. And from a tourism point of view, they had, I think, around 82 million visitors last year. So as the second largest tourist destination in the world, that really benefits the retail environment. Because
yes,
the people coming on a holiday, they want to spend, they want to enjoy the environment. And that's certainly is something that we're seeing as being evident in our portfolio.
Mm. Given the currency swings, did you benefit from a weaker rand from your European business?
So we've taken a view to really try and hedge out as much of the currency volatility as we can. We hedge at least 75% of our dividend flow over a three-year period. And the whole reason is because people ultimately invest in Vukile for stable, predictable, growing income streams.
Yes.
So we try and actually, as we sort of do a deal and we've got very high visibility, remembering there's very high components of annuity income in our business, we're able to sell those earnings forward on the SEC curve. And that locks in a very steady growth profile for our investors. So we try and make the business as immune as possible to currency swings. Our balance sheet is very well hedged. So Vukile is not really there as a rand hedge. It's there as it giving South African investors exposure to high-quality European assets that then get hedged back into rand to provide that predictability.
Right. In South Africa, just remind us of the various property sectors you cover and the general performance that you saw in the year under review. I see, for example, that you say that you actually managed to bring your vacancy rates down.
Yeah. So Vukile is really a retail-focused fund. 92% of our assets by value in South Africa are retail. It was a tough year, but I must say, in the context of that, I'm really happy with the way the team performed, and the performance of the portfolio was very, very admirable. So to be able to reduce vacancies, I think, was really counter-trend. We were able to get 4.5% positive reversions. We had about an 87% tenant retention ratio. So all in all, the performance of the South African portfolio was very admirable in what was a tough market. We tend to operate more in, I'd say, the LSM 7 and below kind of market. That's where most of our shopping centers are.
Yes.
We're a bit of a more defensive fund, so we're not as reliant on discretionary spend. We've got a very high grocery component, for example, in our tenant mix. So all in all, you know, the business, I think, is in a very solid shape in South Africa. The portfolio is defensive. We've got a high component of national tenants. And to be able to deliver these results in a very challenging environment, I'm exceptionally proud of the team for the job they did.
So what do you do to ensure you get efficiencies?
Well, I think if we're talking about the South African market,
yes,
we really are focusing on you know, two or three key areas. The one is on vacancy. We changed our operating model. We brought our leasing team in-house. We saw some good results from this year. That's how we're able to drop the vacancy from 3.4 to 3%. And we'd expect to see that momentum continuing into the new year. So that's one. We have to continue to look at our cost bases, what we call our soft services, security, cleaning. We're coming up with some innovative solutions on that side. And then energy management is a very big focus for us as well. So we've been very active over the last few years in putting PV plant solar panels on the roofs of many of our shopping centers. That's been very successful for us in bringing down electricity consumption. So aside from the sustainability benefits of that, we also get some real cost savings on that side. And more we're now doing that on the water side as well. So it's really a very tight attention to detail internally. Again, we'll continue with that. It's probably being our core focus for the year ahead, is driving operational efficiency.
Mm. I see that despite the difficult economic situation, you're still investing for growth in South Africa. I saw a few projects in the several hundred million kind of territory where you've been spending some money.
Absolutely. I think, you know, property is the ultimate long-term game. And one's got to take longer-term views. South Africa is a very consumption-driven economy. We believe at some point things will turn in the economy. But it's absolutely prudent for us to be investing in our strong assets, upgrading them, growing them, et cetera. So we had two very exciting projects this year. The one is Maluti Crescent, which we've now sort of upgraded to about 40,000 square meters. It is absolutely the dominant center in its market, almost 100% let on the redevelopment work that was done, and trading exceptionally well since that opened. And then Pinecrest, which is a center that's about 40 years old. We've put in a major amount of money in terms of an upgrade and a rebranding. That's a center that gets nearly 1 million feet a month going through there, which is fantastic from a footfall point of view.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving it a very brand new image. We've brought in some consultants we've worked with in Spain who are experts globally on physical branding of shopping centers. And we are tremendously excited for that relaunch, which will take place at the end of July, and sort of really give sort of new life to a very successful centre already. And then obviously we hope we'll take that to new levels.
Mm. Where do you stand on the debate about online shopping vis-a-vis people going to the shops? you think that's still a long way off?
How much time do we have?
1 minute.
let me say like this. We live in a world of omni-channel retailing. So I think the demise of shopping centres is grossly exaggerated. I think it's based on incorrect assumptions mostly. But we do have to be very cognizant that we live in a world of omni-channel and that you need to be able to run your shopping centres to cater for shoppers using both physical and direct channels. So we certainly don't believe that this is a negative for shopping centres. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of opportunity coming out of it. And a lot of my focus over the next period is going to be around how we turn Vukile and Castellana, our Spanish business, into very customer-centric organizations that are able to respond quickly to this changing environment that we're in.
Super. Thanks very much, Lawrence, for your time. That was Lawrence Rapp. He's the CEO of Vukile Property Fund.